Okay, at the bottom is page 10, top is page Zion. We are 2, 4, 6, 7. 7 lines in the top of the page. The last thing we were learning last week was all about a Rebbe, why the Hashpa of the generation goes to a Rebbe, what the concept of a Rebbe is, and therefore in order to cling to Hashem, you need to cling to a Rebbe. And we learned all that. And those people that rebel against Rebbes, Tzaddikim, so they get the sustenance anyway from the Tzaddik, but it can't be in a direct way, it's in an indirect way. So he says like this, Mashukazi Bezer Bezer Chodosh. Now the Rebbe asks a question. Based on what we learned until now, the level of neshama is not dependent on the behavior of the parents at the time of relations. It's just whatever Hashem decides, this is your neshama. So he says, Mashukazi Bezer Bezer Chodosh, but it says in the Zayir, and the Zayir Chodosh, which is part of the Zayir, Shoikir, that the primary level of the neshama Tali is dependent, Sheikadish Atmi Bishas Tashmish, to have sanctified themselves at the time of relations. Masha'enkim Bnei Amoritz. On the other hand, though, the children of illiterates that don't sanctify themselves at the time of relations have lower levels in Neshamas. That's what the Zayir says. So the question that seems to contradict everything we said before. Because everything we said before, the Altareb was explaining, the Neshama, different levels of the Neshama, is only dependent on the Neshama, the way it comes down. But it has nothing to do with the parents. And here the Zohar says that the level of the neshama is dependent on the parents. So he says like this. What the Zohar means is as follows. She'ein lach nefesh roch neshama. You don't have a nefesh. A neshama. She'ein a levush. That doesn't have a garment. Mi nefesh ta'atmos ovi v'imei. Of the nefesh of the parents. I'll explain this in a second. V'chol ha-mitzvah she'eisa. Every mitzvah that the neshama does is everything through this garment that the parents give. Afila shefa shenesin lemin hashemayim, even the sustenance that, and the amount of whatever Hashem gives him from heaven, akrila yedei levusa, everything goes through this garment. And therefore, im yikadish its atzme, if the parents sanctify themselves, yamshich levush kadish l'neshamas b'nei, they're going to bring down a holy garment for the son's neshama, v'afila hi neshama gedele, even if it's a very great neshama, need the sanctity of the parents. Meaning as follows. Even though the Zohar uses the expression that the neshama's level is dependent on the parents, the Alter Rebbe is explaining it doesn't mean the level of the neshama. Every neshama, the way it functions, is through a garment that the neshama is given through the level of sanctity of the parents. That means, but as Alter Rebbe is going to say, the neshama itself has nothing to do with it. But the Zohar is speaking about this garment, and because the garment is so attached to the neshama, that the sustenance is given through the garment, and the mitzvahs that the neshama does is also through this garment. So the Zohar says it's so connected to the neshama, the Zohar calls it the neshama. But the truth is, Alter Rebbe says, there's two aspects. The neshama itself has nothing to do with the parents. Like he says, you can have a neshama, like he says, Ava neshama atzma, let's finish and I'll explain it. Hinei lepamim nishmas adam gavei lein ketz. You can have a neshama of a very lofty person. Bali is b'nei shel adam nivze v'shav. End up to be the child of a very low person. I mean, not that, God forbid, Rabbi Akiva's father was a low life, but Rabbi Akiva's father was nobody special. And he was a Yosef, he was a Ger, a convert, and he wasn't a great person, and yet Rabbi Akiva's neshama was an unbelievably great neshama. So the Alter Rebbe explains as follows. There's two aspects. There's the neshama itself, that is completely up to Hashem. It has nothing to do with the parents' behavior of who gets what neshama. And it's what neshama your kids are going to get, that is completely up to Hashem, and only up to Hashem. Hashem decides who gets what neshama. What is dependent on the behavior of the parents is when the parents sanctify themselves at the time of relations, that brings down a garment, a holy garment, that assists the neshama to do a mitzvah. It makes it easier for the neshama to do a mitzvah. The sustenance that the neshama gets goes through that garment. That is all through the sanctity of the parents. But the neshama itself has nothing to do with the parents. So the Alter Rebbe is finishing off. So how do you have all these different levels of neshamas, all the way from the heads to the toes and so on? So he explains it only is dependent on the level of descent. the way the neshama comes down from Atzilus, the way the neshama is a part of God, the way it comes down to the body, that is changing the level of the neshama, how much godliness the neshama feels. So when you say that a Rebbe is what's called a neshama of Atzilus, the truth is every neshama comes from Atzilus. What does it mean a Rebbe is a neshama of Atzilus? It means down here, it feels the level of Atzilus. Because the whole descent of the neshama from Atzilus into this world, the worlds along the way did not affect the neshama in any way whatsoever. So down here, it's a neshama of Atzilus. When you read about there are certain neshamas of Bria, it doesn't mean the neshama didn't come from Atzilus. The neshama came from Atzilus. But down the way down, it was affected by the world of Bria. So, and then it comes straight down here from Bria. So down here, it feels the level of Bria. And like we discussed last time, the difference between Atzilus and Bria and Yetzir and Asiya is how much godliness is felt. How much godliness is revealed and how much godliness is concealed. In a place where there's a revelation of godliness, it's the level of Atzilus. Where there's less, it's Bria. Where there's less, it's Yetzirah. Where there's less, it's Asiya. But that's the difference between the levels. So all neshamas come from the same place. But the difference is how the neshama coming down into the body, how it's affected by the journey down. And now Rebbe just finishes. Kresha Kozer, Arizal, and Altrebbe just says, Kozer, everything he mentioned before, is in the Kototeira of the Arizal, Parshas Vayera, Taimei Amitzis, Parshas Bereshis. Okay, now we're going to start Paragimu. So he says now, V'nekol Bachinu Madrega, every level, Mishalish Elu, from these three levels of the Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, meaning the Neshama is Klula Me'esir Bechinas. The Neshama is composed of 10 levels. And Alter Rebbe in different places writes, it doesn't mean that the neshama is divided into 10. The neshama is not, the neshama itself is above 10 levels. But there are 10 levels that are in the neshama. The neshama itself is not divided into 10 levels. But the neshama has within the 10 levels. Why does the neshama have 10 levels? Seichel and Midas. Because the neshama comes from Atzilus. And in Atzilus, there's 10 levels. Because the Neshama comes from Atzilus, and the Neshama has 10 levels. Therefore, just like it is in Atzilus, like he says, Keneget Eses Sfiris Ol Yenis, corresponding with the 10 Sfiris, Shenishtau Shilu Mehem, that the Neshama came from, Hanechlekes Lishtayim, which is divided into two categories. The 10 powers of the soul, the 10 Sfiris, are divided into two categories. Shein Shalish Imes, the three mothers, Visheva Kfulis, and the seven doubled ones. And he explains, what are the three mothers? Chachma, Bina, and Das are called the mothers, intellect, Chabad. Chachma, Bina, and Das, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That is the level of mother. Veshivis Yimei HaBinyan, and the 7 days of creation, meaning the seven Midas, Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, and so on. And so he says, and I'm going to elaborate on this in a second, V'kach b'nefesh ha'odam, so it is also in the soul of the person, Shenechlekes l'shtayim, the 10 levels of the soul are also composed of two, Seichel and Midas. Meaning as follows. The Neshama is a part of God. The Neshama comes from the world of Atzilus. If Atzilus has 10 levels, then the Neshama has 10 levels. If the 10 levels of Atzilus are divided into two categories, intellect and emotions, so the Neshama has 3 levels of intellect and 7 levels of emotions. It's called Seichel and Midas. Now, the Alter Rebbe is calling the Seichel the three mothers, and the Midas, he calls them the seven doubled ones and the 7 days of creation. What does this mean? The Rebbe is going to explain soon. In the attributes of the 10 spheres, okay, you have Chachma, Bina, and Das, we'll see separately what it is. And then you have 7 Midas. Now, Seichel, intellect, stimulates feelings. intellect reveals feelings. Meaning, if you think and meditate, now Rebbe is going to elaborate on this in the next page. If you think into the greatness, how good and kind somebody is, it will awaken within you a love to the person. If you think about yourself, how bullish, how strong, how powerful the person is, it will awaken within you the level of fear. Seichel, the Chassidus explains, doesn't create midas, but Seichel stimulates midas. And that's how we learned the famous question of the Mizrach Magid. There's a few mitzvahs in the Torah, for instance, it says in the Torah, V'hafta seshem alakacha, you have to love God. There's a mitzvah, you have to love your friend, your neighbor. There's a mitzvah, seshem alakacha tira, you have to fear God. Okay? The question, the Magid asks a very simple question. How can you command somebody on a feeling? I can command you to do something, but I can't command you to love it. For instance, the classic example, I can command you to eat broccoli, but I can't make you love it. Right? How could you command, what is there, like a love button, you turn an on button, and all of a sudden you love? I hate the guy. You know, I'll give you a simple example. A person that lives in the Holocaust, yeah, lost your entire family, for right or for wrong, they're angry at God, right? They say, you expect me to love God after everything you did to me? Yeah? This person beats me up every time I see him. You expect me to love him? How do you expect me to love him? You know, Torah can tell you, eat matzah on Pesach. Yeah? You can hate it, you can despise it, you can, whatever. But you can do it. An action you can do. How can you command somebody on a feeling? How could the Torah say, you have to love God? And the guy says, I don't. What do you want me to do? What do you expect me to do if I don't love him? What do you want me to do? Hashem says, you have to love everybody. I hate their guts. What do you want from me? What am I supposed to do? You can't command somebody to love. I can tell you, even though you hate their guts, be nice to them, give them things, talk nice. That I can command you to do. That's an action. But feeling, how can you command the feeling? So the Magid answers that the mitzvah is not to love. The mitzvah is to do those things that bring you to love. Meaning, Hashem created a person in a way that seichel stimulates feelings. So the Magid says like this, what is the mitzvah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The mitzvah is to meditate into the greatness of God. How powerful God is. And when you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, the Yahavta, the Magid said, doesn't mean you should love. The Yahavta in Hebrew means you will love. Because by meditating into Hashem Echad, into the greatness of God, the Yahavta, you will love God. And now the Rebbe explains later in Tanya Perek Lamed Beis, if somebody meditates into the concept that there's soul and body, and soul is more important than body, and my soul, your soul, his soul, her soul is all one big soul, so then the Yahavta, you will love your fellow. So the mitzvah is not on, but what am I bringing this out? Seichel stimulates midas. Seichel gives birth to midas. A mother gives birth to a child. That's why Chachma, Bina, and Das are called the three mothers. Because they are the ones that stimulate and reveal the child. Who is the child of Seichel? Midas, feelings, are the children of the Seichel. And therefore the Seichel is called the mother. And by the way, the Altareb will soon explain that even in Seichel, there's father and mother. But generally speaking, Midas are called the mothers because they create and stimulate and reveal the Midas. Then he says about the Midas, they're called the seven doubled ones. Because normally, each one of the Sfiras includes all the others. Like Chesed has Gvur in it, and Gvur has Chesed in it, and you know, like we say, Be'sfir Seimer. But he also calls them Shiva Simei Abinyan. Why are they called the 7 days of creation? Because each attribute created another day of creation. That means, if you have Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Yesed, Malchus, the first day was revealed the attribute of chesed, of kindness. Therefore, what was created on the first day? Creatures and creations that personify chesed. What was created on the first day? Light. Light is a revelation like chesed. Second day is gvura, strictness, severity. What did Hashem create on the seventh day? Second day, the heavens that split and separated and divided between higher and lower. And each day of creation, that day, that attribute of that day, created the creation of that day. For instance, on the fourth day is Netzach, victory, power. Hashem created the sun and the moon and the stars. That's a sign of power and might. And Shabbos is Malchus, so we have Shabbos is Yismuchu of Malchuscha, Shabbos Malchus, so Shabbos is the level of Malchus. So the Rebbe is explaining over here as follows. Every neshama, because it came from Atzilus that has 10 levels, every neshama has in it 10 levels. What are the 10 levels? 3 levels of Seichel and 7 levels of Midas. Okay? The Seichel, the intellect, is called the mothers, and the feelings are called the children, because they're offshoot of the intellect. And by the way, that's why we find an interesting thing. Based on the maturity of the person, that's their emotions. For instance, kids, nothing personal, kids, because they're, for lack of a better word, lack of maturity, they get angry over every stupid little thing. And in a minute later, they're your best friend. And within 30 seconds, they could be your friend, enemy, 4 times in 30 seconds. What do they want? They want little cars. When the Seichel matures, they want big cars. They want the whole different maturity level, because this again shows that Midas are based on the Seichel. Intellect stimulates Midas. The more mature a person is, the different types of desires and feelings they have, different levels of love, different levels of fear, different levels than another person that doesn't have that level of maturity. So Seichel is called the Imais, and the Shivis Mi'abinyan, which is Chesed Gvur Teferes. So he says 4 lines in the bottom. What?
How does the 10 levels relate to the 5 levels of Neshama?
No, the Rebbe says each level of the Neshama.
Each one has 10 levels.
Yeah. Except Yechida doesn't. Here, like I mentioned before, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya does not speak about Chai Yechida B'chal. You won't find Chai Yechida mentioned in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe talks about Nefesh Ruach Neshama. That's it. Yechida is the essence of the Neshama, which is above any level of spheres. In Chaya, there's 10 levels, but it's a level of Makif levels. It's not permeating levels like the first three.
And also, why is the Rebbe switch? Like, when he talks about Midas,
Chesed
word first, and
then
goes,
because that's one of the reasons also, I was going to say that soon. This is one of the reasons why they're also called Kfulis. The Mida is Chesed in Elokus, right? How does the Mida act with love? The Mida is Gvura. How does the Mida act? What's the function of the Midah of Gevurah? Fear. There's the Midah and then there's the function of the Midah. How does Chesed reveal itself? With love. Gevurah reveals itself with fire, with Gevurah, with the fear.
So any Midah is either a Gevurah, Chesed,
the difference,
combination?
I mean, no, then you have one of the 7 Midas. Teferis is beauty, and Netzach is power, and you saw this foundation, and you know. But you have, let's say, in I'll give you an example. Not only that, when you have to speak about the spheres, Mayim is Chesed, water is Chesed, and Gvur is fire. The fire is Gvur. Why is that? Because, again, Mayim comes from a high place to a low place. Water falls from the mountains, or from heaven, but from the mountains it comes down. Right? Fire goes up. Now, the tendency of love is when you are drawn to the person. Fear is an attribute of removing yourself from the person. If you fear them, there's a removal. Like there's a mitzvah to fear the king. The king has to be removed from the people. You can't be buddies with somebody that you need to fear. Instead, contrary to American belief, we are not our kids' buddies. Because there is a mitzvah you have to fear parents. We're not their buddies. We're not their friends. They can be very close. You can have a great relationship, but you're not buddies. There's still a level of fear and respect and awe that has to be given. That is a level of removal. Because Gvura is separation and removal. Chesed, on the other hand, which is Ava, is a tendency of coming close. That's the difference between all the Midas. So you have the attribute of Chesed. How does Chesed act? With love. What's the acting of Chesed? Love. What's the acting of Gvura? Fear.
What about fears?
Teferis is a combination of beauty. Teferis is a combination of Chesed and Gevura. Therefore, it's Rachmanis. What is pity? Pity is not only love, it's that you feel that the person is Nebuch suffering, so it's also a type of removal together with closeness together. That's Chesed and Gevura together. And that's beauty. Teferis means beauty. Why? Because, as everybody knows, we learned this many times, if you have a painting with one color, it's not, there's no beauty there. If you have an orchestra with the same instrument, it's not beautiful, especially if they're drums. Okay? Let's go hacking a china. But if you have different colors, not only some different colors, if they clash, it's also terrible. If you have a symphony that every piece, you have 100 pieces and they're all clashing, you're going to go away with deaf and dumb. But in order for it to work, they have to be blending together in harmony. That's what Teferis is. And by the way, it's interesting. The true beauty is when you have opposite colors blending together. The opposite colors blend together is the ultimate level of beauty. So what is Teferes? A combination of Ches and Gvur together. That's why Chassidus explains that Avram Avinu was unlimited Chesed. He had a kid by the name of Yishmael. Yitzchok was unlimited Gvura. He had a son, Esav. Yaakov Teferes was a combination of Chesed and Gvur together. All his children were tzaddikim. So there is in each Midah, you know, the way, right, left, center, right, you know, the whole. Okay, so he says like this. Kach b'nefesh ha'adam. So it is also in the nefesh of the person. Shenechlekes l'shtayim. The 10 levels of the person are also divided into two. Seichel and midas. Ha-seichel keilol chochma bina v'das. The intellect of the neshama is chochma bina v'das, is chabad. The midas and the midas are avas Hashem. Now, the Rebbe is speaking about their acting, meaning the love of Hashem, upachte, and the fear and awe of Hashem, ulefare, and to beautify Hashem, etc., as we go through the 7 midas. And he says, v'chabad nikra imes umakir l'midas. Chabad is called the mothers and the source of the midas. Why are they the mother and the source of the midas? Ki amidas ain't told us chabad, because the midas are the children of the intellect, meaning the intellect stimulates the midah. Just like a mother gives birth to a child, reveals the child. So the same thing, the mseichel reveals the midah. And therefore, like we learned, the mitzvah many times is to have the meditation of seichel to stimulate the midah, that the person's midah, the feeling should come out. So now, Rebbe explains like this now. The explanation of all this is as follows. He says, in a seichel shebenefesh hameskelos, the intellect of the nefesh, which understands, shu'amaskul kol davar, which understands everything, is called b'shem chachma, is called chachma, which is two words, koyachma, a power of nothingness. What does this mean? If you're ever learning something or doing something, and all of a sudden you get a brainstorm, you get a flash of a brilliance. Well, let's leave the brilliance out. You get a flash. Okay? You get a... You think it's a brilliant flash. Now, you get an idea. The idea, you don't understand the idea yet. You didn't broaden it yet. You don't understand. All of a sudden you got, dang, the light went off, you know? I got it. You don't know what you got yet. That flash, that spark, that's what Chochmah is. The Rebbe is explaining now what Chochmah Bina and Das is. Chochmah means the initial flash and spark of an idea, but there's no length and width to it. That's why it's called Chochmah, which is two words, Koyach Ma, a power of Ma, of nothingness. And then the Alter Rebbe says, Ukshameiti Keiche Elapel, when you bring this potential idea, the idea is still potential. There's no tangibility yet to the idea, because it's still only a flash, a spark. When you bring it out to action, Shemizbeinin Besichle, that you meditate with your seichel, lahavin davar lashur, to understand it properly, ulaamkein, to its depth, mitech eizet var chachma amusko besichle, from this chachma which is in the seichel, that is called bina, that is called understanding. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, I will take a few minutes to explain, what does this level of chachma mean, and what does the level of bina mean. And it's interesting, because Chachma, like we said before, the seichel is called the mother that creates the midas. But if you more detailed, Alter Rebbe is explaining, Chachma and Bina, that's what we'll talk about later. Chachma and Bina is the father and the mother that creates the midas. What does it mean, the father and mother that creates the midas? Just as in father and mother creating this, the children, the father gives the seed, which is a drop, and the mother broadens it for 9 months in pregnancy. So basically what happens? This is similar to the initial flash, the spark is Chochmah, and then you take the flash and you broaden it, so then you come to understanding it properly. That's why, if you look at Hashem's name, it's Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Yud and Hey is Seichel, Chochmah and Bina, Vav are the six spheres, and Hey is Malchus. So Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke are really all 10 attributes of Hashem. Now what is the letter Yud? Yud is a dot. That refers to the flash, that there's nothing, there's no, like a dot. There's no depth, there's no width, there's no understanding yet, all it is a dot. But in that dot is the whole broadening of the Hey. So the hay, which has a length and a width to it, that's the level of bina. Chochmah, that is the spark, the initial spark that comes, that there's no understanding yet, there's no depth. It's not. It's a flash, it's like a spark, that there is no understanding yet. That is the level of chochmah. That is the level of yud and hay. That is the level of ish and isha. And like we know, ish is aleph yudshin, everybody heard this. Aleph Yud Shin and Isha's Hey, Aleph Shin Hey. The man is a Yud. In Hebrew, Yud is masculine. Hey is feminine. Why is Yud masculine and Hey feminine in Hebrew? Because Yud is Chochmah, which is the man, and Hey is Bina, which is the woman. And therefore, Chazal say Chochmah is a man's thing, Bina is the woman's thing. Therefore, women become Bas Mitzvah at 12 instead of 13, because Bina Yaseida Nitna Be'isha. Women have more bina than men, because bina is the feminine of the masculine chachmah. So men are the level of chachmah, and therefore they give a drop, the woman broaden it for 9 months, and then you give birth to midas, i.e. children. So he's saying, this is the level of chachmah and bina. Chachmah is, out of the clear blue you get a spark, a flash of an idea, it's called koyachma. It's not explainable, it's not logical yet. That is a level of chachma. Koyachma. You broaden it, bina, then you have a proper seichel. That level of chachma and bina together give birth to the midas, which are called the children. So if a person meditates into the greatness of Hashem, what actually happens is they give birth to feelings of love and fear of Hashem. And he says like this, the hein hein avaim, this is the father and the mother, hamelidus avas Hashem, that give birth to the love of Hashem, v'yirasi, in the fear of Hashem, upachti, in the awesomeness, the might, the fear of Hashem. Why? He says like this, ki haseichel shebenefesh hamaskeles, the seichel of the nefesh, shem isbein in umayim ikma'eid, when a person meditates deeply into gedulas Hashem, into the greatness of Hashem, eichel memala kol amdu, Hashem permeates the world, the save of kol amin encompasses the world, the kula kamei kolei choshev, and everything compared to Hashem is nothing. The more you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, Nildav in the Seder, it becomes born and awakened, the fear, level of fear and the level of love. But the Alter Rebbe here, interestingly, is explaining very deep levels of meditation. He's just saying them like with words. But the Alter Rebbe says, what is the meditation? The Alter Rebbe says, there's three meditations over here. The way Hashem permeates the world, the way Hashem encompasses the world, and the way everything compared to Hashem is nothing. These three hisbeininess, you can talk for years, what Chassidus explains, what the hisbeininess of Mamala, what the hisbeininess of Seviv, and what the ultimate hisbeininess is, that everything compared to Hashem is non-existent. Mamala kol almin, just to start it, because we're not going to finish today. Mamala kol almin means, if you look at the world, the universe, okay? If you look at the universe and you see there's literally infinite amount of creations, okay? There's inanimate, there's plant, there's animal, there's human, okay? Every blade of grass, every leaf, every piece of sand, every grain of sand that exists in the world has its own unique power of Hashem that's uniquely in that grain of sand that no other grain of sand has. And this is only the inanimate objects. If you talk about the solar system, which is to keep finding new things on a regular basis, who knows how many stars there are, and each planet, the zillions of things that are in each planet, and everything else, all of that, the way Hashem makes it exist, is all called Mamala Kol Almin, the permeating level of God, the way God runs the world. That is only this world. Then you have the spiritual worlds, you have Atzilis, and Bria, and Yetzira, and Asiya, the spiritual realms, with infinite creations in each one, that is all created with one word of God's mouth. So if a person starts meditating in the great, the might, and the awesomeness of God, the way the whole universe and every detail of the universe has its own unique power of Hashem keeping in existence. That itself is mind-boggling. To think the power of Hashem, you're not talking about $100, $1,000, $1,000,000. You're talking about the awesomeness of Hashem, the way everything in the world has its own unique power of Hashem, that Hashem is making this a grain of sand, and this grain of sand, each drop of water, has its own power of Hashem in it. So if a person meditates into that level of godliness, the way Hashem is Mamalu Kol Almin, and even that is only one word, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, one word, Halei B'mayim Er Echad Yochei Lebaris, Hashem created the world with one utterance. Now, if you take it, and we're just going to finish with this because we'll leave the others for next week. A person says one word. Yeah? In Perichof of Tanya later, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that how many words can you say? Let's not discuss it. The power of speech, the power of speech that a person has is unlimited. Mamish bligvul. The only problem is, we live 120, not the problem, we live 120 years. 120 years has X amount of seconds. If you're bored, you can figure it out when you go home. And it takes a second to say a word. So realistically speaking, we can only say a limited amount of words because we're going to live 120 years and that's it. Okay? Now, the power of speech, though, the power of speech is unlimited. So if we take one word that we say, one word, and compare it to the power of speech that we have, it's one to infinite. Now, higher than speech is the power of thought. So if you're going to compare one word to the power of thought, it's even more nothing. Above thought is the seven midas. Above the seven midas is seichel. Above seichel is willpower. Above willpower is tainug. If you're going to compare one word to the power of the neshama itself, it's like infinitely times infinite, nothing. So if a person starts meditating into the level of Mamala Kol Almin, what does Mamala Kol Almin is? The vastness of the universe and every detail, every drop of sand, every grain of whatever it is, dirt, water, plant, leaves, grass, everything, animals, is one word from Hashem's mouth. And this is all a level of godliness that comes into the world on the level of the world. That itself is called the Hizbeininess of Memala Kol Almin. That in itself can bring a person to an awesome level of fear and love of God. But that's the lowest level of Hizbeininess. That's the lowest level of understanding. Because then there's the infinite level of God. And then you have the essential level of God. So when a person meditates into these levels of godliness, you create an awesome fear and love of Hashem. And the seichel stimulates the middle.